Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
How would you describe the Strand as it fits into Dorchester and its history and what it needs?
Yeah, it is kind of a symbol in some ways of the rise and fall and rise again, hopefully, of parts of the neighborhood. It's kind of stumbled and pratfalled its way through a lot of the 20th century and gone through, you know, kind of the pitfalls and the, you know, walked the cliff a few times. But it's bounced back on several occasions, mostly because the community refused to let it fall completely. And now the city has had to make an existential decision about the Strand's future. And Mayor Menino, to his credit, we believe, decided that it shouldn't be mothballed, it shouldn't be sold off. And he proceeded to pump about $7 million into this building over the last 10 years. It's not going to stop with that investment of the $7 million. It's going to have to be a long-term investment by the next administration, which is why there is a question mark about this place. The other issue is that many people are afraid to come to Upham's Corner. They see it as a dangerous neighborhood. They see it as a place that they're just not familiar with. So they're not used to coming here, and unless they have a strong reason, they may not ever.
Do you think that's an unfair reputation?
Yes, I do. I think actually this particular neighborhood is pretty safe. There's been some incidents through the years that were high profile and gave it a bad name, but overall it's a strong neighborhood. It's a mixed income neighborhood. There are many, as you can tell, like chain stores here. There's a CVS, there's a Foot Locker, and, you know, the different, you know, investment that you can tell corporate America is not completely convinced this place is unworth their time.
The Strand is just one piece of the development landscape in Dorchester, and there's another area nearby you wanted to show us. Can we walk there?
Yes, we can. It's on Dudley Street, just around the corner from here.
Great. Up ahead, we also see a T stop, and this is very significant because this is a stop on the new Fairmount line, the commuter rail line?
Yes, it's been here. So the Upham's Corner has been one of the two local neighborhoods in Dorchester that had a Fairmount stop. What they've done is they've renovated it, so it's a much improved station as of the last 5 years. But the big news on the Fairmount line is that they've added three additional stations in the city now. And they're going to add a fourth in Mattapan Square as well.
So these are now commuter rail stops.
They are.
There was a
yeah.
controversy because it used to be they were fairly expensive. What, $5.50 a ride?
Yeah.
It was reduced to $2?
It's now down to $2. And the other piece is they've added frequency on the line. So there are now 40 trains a day, 20 each way on this line.
But only weekdays, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So that's quite a limitation for people who have jobs that require weekend work.
You're right. It is. And there's already, you know, advocacy going on to change that.
So it sounds like that's something Dorchester clearly wants from a mayor, as someone who can advocate for this community to get more public transportation access.
Absolutely, they want that, and they want a mayor who's going to take the economic opportunity of this line with buildings like this one we're looking at now, which is the Leon Electric building.
This is a massive... This building looks menacing. It's some sort of faded shipping warehouse based on the... sort of little bit of the wording we can see on the side, boarded up windows,
yeah.
Graffiti.
It's a building that only like Martin Scorsese could like, you know, for his purposes. And it looks like something out of film noir.
This is a place where things don't end well if you're brought here
right.
in a Martin Scorsese movie.
Exactly. So, as you can see, it stretches across the whole block here, and it's right next to the entrance to the Upham's Corner T station. It looms above everything around here, including a brand new huge community center called the Croc Center, which is the Salvation Army built here about 2 years ago. It's a state-of-the-art, the biggest community center in the whole region. And it's a wonderful asset, and yet it's, you know, cheek to jowl with this eyesore. And it's a major redevelopment piece for the next administration.
So, Bill Forey, to the extent that you could speak for Dorchester as a lifetime Dorchester guy and as an editor and a publisher of a Dorchester newspaper, 10 years from now, what do you think Dorchester wants the mayor of Boston to make sure this corner looks like? What should be in the place of this big old abandoned brick warehouse?
I think people would like to see something that kind of keeps the character of the place, but revitalizes it so it's not an empty shell. I think people could live with this building staying intact and just being redone and being loft housing with retail and other things. But what they want is they want a mayor who's going to come in here and have the vision and the guts, really, to take this project on, make it a priority.
Bill, Dorchester has a reputation problem. You've acknowledged that. What does the mayor need to do to make people want to live here, want to buy homes here, be less afraid?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the answer that really no one has come up with yet. It's the toughest nut to crack, I think. It's public safety. We've heard a range of answers from, you know, tackling illegal guns, which is pretty much impossible for a mayor to do, I mean, other than using the bully pulpit, to adding 200 more police officers, which is a financial issue, obviously, for the administration. I think it's going to come down to them using their office to kind of embolden residents and to coalesce communities, crime watches, in partnership with the police, community policing. You know, there's always going to be some level of crime here, just as it will across the city, but people expect to see more services here, I think, and want to see just a little bit more of a hands-on approach.
Bill Forey, editor and publisher of the Dorchester Newspapers, thank you for this tour of Dorchester and Upham's Corner.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.